And we don't have to do a deep dive on this.
No,
But if you went to the
we
gym,
could do an Olympic dive on this if you
well,
feel.
I'm just saying, if you're in the gym and you're pumping, you're getting a good pump in, as Arnold would say, you feel the coming from the blood vessels and the capillaries expanding and the tissue shredding and expanding, before it regains mass.
That T ball and that D ball just running through my veins.
Running through your veins, right? And then a guy comes up and asks if you need a trainer, and then you say, "No, I'm pretty good. I know what I'm doing." That's and then he in turn says, "Oh, I can see, 'cause you look like a big guy."
Because you're a big guy.
Oh, 'cause you're a big guy.
Yeah, because you're a big guy.
There's no like in your office upstairs, 'cause everybody has one. Everybody's calmly working at this point. No, not one single guy stands up at his desk and is like,
Because in that office, Jeff, my bias and ethics guy, he comes to me first. He always comes to me first before throwing the last decision to the board of executives.
Sure.
He comes with his report, and in his report, he always his main thought in that report is, don't judge that person right out the gate.
Sure.
Don't judge that person right out
Don't
the gate
judge.
because the board in James's head says, judge him, sentence him, and then execute him.
Oh. So you don't have any like you're kind of like me. You're friends with everybody. You give
I
everybody a
try to
chance.
go in. It's 2023.
Right.
Let's all have an open mind, open thoughts, and just be open that people are people just the way they are. No judgment zone here.
People
I
are people.
am Planet Fitness,
Sure.
judgment-free zone
Judgment-free
everywhere
zone.
I go.
And
When you
people are
say shit
people.
to me like that, when you say shit to me and you're a boy and you're looking me up and down and you're saying, because I can see that you're a big guy, I'm just going to take it as a compliment.
No naivety on his part or your part. You're just in it to win it. You're there at the gym. Somebody asks if you need a trainer. You say, "No, I'm good to go." They say, "Yeah, I can tell you're a big guy." But then flash forward a few months later, and you're getting unsolicited video texts.
Video text, those American Beauty type text videos where you see the trainer for some reason wants to show you posing videos of him just in his jockeys, and they were jockeys.
Now, and I've seen the video, folks. And now, listen, we discussed this before we start hit record, and only the patrons will be allowed to hear the redacted version of the conversation. Great reason to be a patron, folks. But all we can say is this, right? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but maybe pick up on some social cues. You know what I mean?
I mean, doing the consies, right in, tell Nick, are you socially awkward out there? And if you are, how do you help that? How can I help you, with your social awkwardness? Because I feel like there are a lot of fuckers out here that just don't pick up on cues.
Yes.
Because I myself, as a 6'3, 225 motherfucker, I'm not sending naked pictures to another man. I don't play that shit.
That is
Like I joke around with this guy up here, and we joke with Gate with all that stuff, but I don't play that shit.
Hold on. We joke with that stuff. We joke with
Yeah,
that
we
stuff.
joke with that stuff.
Oh,
We
we do.
joke
We
with that
joke.
stuff.
We joke a lot about a lot of
We
things.
joke with that stuff. But at
That's
the end
funny.
of the day, we both have wives that we have to come home to.
Yes, we do. We both have wives or women.
Oh, you made yours plural.
I didn't say I made mine plural. I was just throwing it out
Oh,
there.
Oh, you always just say women.
Yeah. We are initiated. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Women are women.
I just don't play that shit. I don't play that shit.
No, it's just one of those things, and perhaps it is one of those things where it's taboo to talk about in this day and age. Like you said at the top of the show, it's 2023. You're trying to be open. You have a bias and ethics committee. We all get it. We check the boxes, but there comes a time, right, when whatever side of the fence you're playing on, like you said, pick up on the social cues. What if you were on that side?
Mm-hmm.
A month, 2 months, 3 months pass by, and there's no sign, there's no bottle, no message in a bottle. There's no.
And by this point, you should know that, you know, I'm fighting for the Union Army at this point, you know.
Oh, dear.
You know, I've chosen a side.
So hold on. The men that are sending unsolicited naked pictures to other men, they're on the Confederate side. Is what you're saying. They want to, because the way that metaphor works out, there has to be
I didn't say it. Okay. They're not Confederates. They're just rebels.
They're rebels. Okay.
They're rebels.
They're trying to secede from the Union.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Most of them have seceded very successfully.
Most of them have.
Right. This is going to, if we didn't get canceled before, this is going to do it.
And yet some are still soliciting, you know, or trying to recruit folks.
They are. They haven't.
I just choose to fight on the side of democracy.
Okay. Oh, it's outside of democracy. Okay. Gotcha.
For the Republic, for democracy. That's what Obi-Wan told him.
And that's what it boils down to, folks. What side are you on? Who are you going to love? Who do you trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Powell, he's handing out free workouts. And where is the Vaseline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Social awkwardness, folks.
Social awkwardness.
Pick up on those cues.
Pick up on those cues.
If somebody is ghosting you in those texts, do not keep sending those texts.
Do not keep sending those texts. If somebody from the opposite sex is messaging you on the Instagrams because they listened to a few episodes of your podcast.
Not so much the opposite sex, the same sex.
Well, I was gonna pivot. I was going to pivot and shift gears. Maybe you're laying in bed at the middle of the night. Do you respond? Probably not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or maybe you do because you're just naive. Whatever you do, email us at comiccounspodcast@gmail.com, whatever you decide to do.
Email us if you text someone of the same sex while you're in bed in your jockeys.
Or opposite
probably with your cock out and say, hey, let me text this guy.
Or a vagina. I mean, let's not be biased.
Let's not be biased. Okay.
Because we want to hear from gays, lesbians, trans, Qs, all of them.
All right.
You know what I mean? So let's not be biased. You know, because I would imagine.
I would not imagine. I don't want to imagine.
Well, I'm just saying I could imagine it would get a little tricky.
It gets a little sticky.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction, the wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action. Hi. Yeah.
Know who you are. Welcome to Comic Con's podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the motherfucking rest of us? Well, my name is Nick Steves and I am your host, but away aren't we all
victims.
Just another victim, kid. dun, 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 dun. I turned you on to that helmet shit, so I know you can bob your head now. Ooh, that Judgment Night. We're here talking about Judgment Night tonight, kids.
All right.
When you're out in the streets by yourself with a couple of friends and you witness a murder and Dennis Leary's hot on your tail. No, we're talking about the Marvels.
The Marvels.
At some point, I thought we'd also touch on a little Loki. So I'll tell you what, which one sounds more enticing to you? Do you want to wrap up that finale or do you want to just jump
into
this movie?
Yeah, let's go with the finale first. Let's go. Okay. I didn't really get more of your theories.
Ooh, it turned
on that season finale.
Put some mood lighting on?
Huh?
Put some mood lighting on?
I never knew, you know, what that light did, you know, if it made me more Harvey or more Face. I don't know.
It definitely makes you more Harvey.
Love that Two-Face.
Bad Boy Harv. Speaking. Where do you want to go? I'm going to let you go. Loki, season 2. Give me your overall, I don't know, taste in your mouth, impression.
I mean, I'm not jumping over the cliff over the entire season. However, it did pick up for me those last two episodes.
Pretty solid,
I was asleep,
right?
I was asleep the first half of the season. I was asleep because
you were asleep.
I was lost.
It was too slow.
It was too, no, not slow. It was just, it was kind of, for me, it was a little bit all over because I didn't know where we were going.
Let me ask you this, because we talk a lot about this.
Because I asked you that. I asked you, I was like, where the hell are we going?
You did. But let me ask you this before you ask me this. When we watch these kind of things, is there so much of this stuff now that, like, just the sheer, engagement in watching a show like this where there's a time construct outside of time and there's an agency that monitors time and there's people walking around and they're going to different timelines? Is that not enough for you anymore? Like, do you need, in other words, like, is, because I don't know about you, but I watch this show and I'm already, like, taken, I'm swept away because I'm still in love with the whole concept. And I love the world. I love the design. I love the music. I love the clothing, the characters. Like, I'm just infatuated with all of it. So the fact that Loki's in it is like just an added bonus. Like, I don't even know if it had to be him. Spoilers, kids, it had to be him. It couldn't have been anybody else. But had they chosen another Marvel character, do you think you would have been about the same? Or is it just because maybe it's a character like Loki that you're not necessarily, you know, maybe you're not as hyped on or maybe you weren't as hyped on when it started? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
No, because like we, in lack of a better term, we kind of grew up with Loki since what, 2012.
Yeah, or 11. So,
I'm invested in Loki at this point as a character now. So I guess it couldn't have been any other character at this point because, you know, like I said, we've grown up with him. We've seen what has happened to him, and so yeah, I'm invested. However, it's Marvel's fault that, you know, I'm just trying to figure out where we're going. If it wasn't for the fact that they pulled off that Infinity Saga so damn perfect to where now I'm like, okay, which way are we going? Are we going to run this Kang Dynasty thing? Are we going to keep going with a full-on Skrull invasion? Or are we going to keep following on the Secret Wars?
And that's not the show's fault, is it? Let's think about it.
It's not the show's fault. The show is great. Okay, let's put it like that. The show is great.
The show is great. It's the fact that you're right. They threw Secret Invasion. They threw Moon Knight. They threw all this stuff at us when really you probably could have gone WandaVision into Multiverse and then touched on No Way Home and then maybe gone right into Loki with the whole time thing and kept Kang kind of mysteriously at the center as the next bad. You're right, because that build up to that, I mean, first of all, that first season, the fact that it's not even the later Loki, but the Loki from the first Avengers movie, and it picks up basically right where he jumped ship with that fucking Tesseract, that sucked me in immediately. And then to go through all that, and then they threw the what-if stuff at us, to get to the end of this season, and spoilers, kids are going to spoil the fuck out of it, but to get to the end of the season, you come to find out that, oh, yeah, he is a god, and he's always wanted a throne. And this kind of comes full circle to where we've started his journey, like just seeking a throne. But this time, it's not to oppress people. It's because he's saving people and saving the timeline. Like, I thought that was a very beautiful arc, like going from that to that. And I thought they wrapped it up nicely with that. You know, it didn't seem, you know, some shows seem like there's a lot of filler that, again, I hate to kick it while it's down, but that goddamn Secret Invasion, there was a lot of.
It was a lot. I don't know what you call it. A lot of what? Unanswered stuff, or just, it was just a lot of holes there.
It was like it was three different shows, or trying to be three different shows. It wanted right. to be an espionage kind of Winter Soldier kind of show. And then mm-hmm. it also wanted to be sci-fi with Skrulls, yet we saw no Skrulls. And then they wanted to do the Super Skrull thing, but with the wrong, kind of in the wrong way. And then they tried to tell, like, it's weird too. Like, and we can touch on Marvels more, but the Nick Fury we saw in Secret Invasion, he's completely different in the Marvels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you guys gotta, I don't mind you shifting the tone of a movie or a show. I get that. And characters can change, but we need to kind of see them change. You know, mm-hmm. we saw Loki change over the course of the Infinity Saga, and then we saw him die for real, and then we see him come back in this because it's an earlier version, and we saw that version grow. But, yeah, I think, like, I don't know, with that Secret Invasion, it was just all over the fucking place.
But then that's the other thing that the Marvels movie kind of brought out.
Yeah.
So the way Monica said it in the Marvels, A lot was lost during the blip.
Yes.
And so to go back to what you were saying about Nick Fury, because, you know, Nick Fury took off. So how much do you blame that change from the Nick Fury from what? From that, I guess, that Civil War type Nick Fury to what we have now with that Secret Invasion after he comes back.
I guess that show should have dealt more with him being gone and fighting just Skrulls without any of the other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it just seemed like it was trying to do other things with the characters, like introducing his wife and doing, which I ended up liking a lot of that. But like I said, it was just a mess. And then you see him in the Marvels, and he's a completely different. He's kind of more like. Because he's Sam Jackson, right? So, like, Sam Jackson playing any character is always going to be a little Sam Jackson, and we love him for that. And so we want those jokes, and we want those motherfuckers. But at the same time, like, in that movie, like, you want him to be more...
I mean, yeah, because he... And I've noticed that he is softer in the Captain Marvel and the Marvels versus that Nick Fury that was in Winter Soldier.
Right, you always keep an eye open, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, I want him to be both. Maybe I'm just selfishly, I want him to be, have those moments. I actually still really enjoyed him in Marvels. But maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's because he was gone for so long, blipped out. And then even when he was supposed to come back, we didn't see him at all. Like, we should have probably seen a little bit of him in Endgame, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did we not see him in Endgame? Or why didn't we see him in Infinity War before he got blipped? You know what I mean? Just...
But I thought we did in the cutscene. Oh, you mean full more?
Yeah, like in the movie. Just like he could have had something.
Okay, yeah.
It would have been fun to see him in Wakanda.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, I guess S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't really have nothing to do. What could S.H.I.E.L.D. do in Wakanda at that point?
I thought S.H.I.E.L.D. was gone. Well, I guess they kind of came back. S.H.I.E.L.D. was gone and they kind of came back.
Right.
At the end of Ultron. I don't know. It's just one of those things. And I get you can't get everybody in the room at all times. But I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. I think the phase four was just messy in terms of throwing us a lot of content and not tying it all together the way they did in the first three phases.
Right.
But
and then with Loki, the show mm-hmm. is great. It's just, I was just trying to figure out where we're going.
See, and so the Kang reveal at the end of season one wasn't enough for you. You're just kind of like, what is this? I don't understand.
Nope, the Kang reveal at the end of season one was a lot. So at that point, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how do you put in what happens with, you know, Multiverse of Madness with that?
They should have touched on it. They should have linked it a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah, because it's hard to understand, right? Like the branches are all in disarray after Loki number two. The female Loki,
right?
Sylvie kills he who remains, aka Kang, and then the branches are going nuts. Like, that would have been neater if we had had, like, an explanation. Like, does this take place before multiverse, and that's what causes some of the multiverse shit to kind of go haywire? Or no, not really, because then we get America Chavez instead, who's just able to travel the multiverse.
Yeah, but then you got Charlize coming back talking about here come the incursion.
Here comes an incursion.
So something had to happen. So obviously they're not going the direct Secret Wars route. It's, you know, where, you know, the main cause of the incursions isn't shown in the MCU.
We're gonna get a whole different universe. We're gonna get nitty gritty titty for you folks out there that don't read comics. So just hang on, hold on to your hard hats and your butts and your liquor, because here we go.
Yeah. So at this point, we're going a different route to get those incursions, because we still have to answer those incursions. However, at this point, we have news where Marvel is thinking about shelving the entire Kang Dynasty at this point because of the Jonathan Majors stuff.
Which I feel like that's kind of a.
And so what do you do with this now?
That's so wasted, you know?
Because tie in with Loki, at this point, the variants do not know about the TVA. Right?
I thought they did know about the TVA.
So, no, the TVA knows about the variants. The variants know about the TVA.
Okay. So, in other words, this movie, the show, because they kind of mentioned Quantumania at the end of season two. They said, yeah, there's another Kang variant on Earth 6-1, whatever the fuck, causing some trouble, but it looks like it's been handled. So I took that to mean, okay, so Quantumania happened almost simultaneously as the with the end of Loki season two. Okay. Which means multiverse and all that other stuff probably happened around the same time as well. You know, and by allowing those branches to just do whatever they want, by Loki controlling him, there are gonna be some branches going nuts, but also maybe that's also a direct result of Doctor Strange being allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the Far From Home shit, like you let Peter get into college and look what happened. And then Multiverse of Madness, well, you obviously started some kind of incursion because Clea shows up, Charlize, at the end of that movie. So you're right. I mean, I think a lot of this stuff is going to pan out with that. But it's interesting. Like, I don't know. Doctor Doom plays a big part of that in the comics.
He is a big part. So what do you do with
it? But so is Kang. Kang's a part of that too.
But what because Kang is a part of that. What? Kang is a part of that. That time is running out part of Secret Wars.
They could sweep it under the rug, but it would be disappointing because they hyped it up so much at the end of Quantumania. Right. When we saw all those majors, like I want to see them battle the X. I mean, I want to see them battle the Avengers or the X-Men.
But if you stick with the line, then something else has to happen with the Illuminati.
The Illuma who?
The Illuminati. The Illuminati.
That goddamn
Illuminati.
That Illuminati.
Right.
Oh, not to mention Reed Richards, member of the Illuminati, also mentioned incursions in Multiverse of Madness, which I had forgotten. Years, and I just rewatched Multiverse of Madness, and I was like, "Oh, he flat out." That's the whole reason why they killed Doctor Strange in the first place in their universe,
right?
Because he caused an incursion.
But you know, they killed their Doctor Strange, but I guess that's in relation to in the comic run, you know, the Council of Richards. You know, they lobotomize all the dooms and all the multiverses, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So because they want to not get rid of the dooms, but keep him from obtaining that power.
Right.
So in some way, we got to have Doom show up at this point.
Doom factors into it. And we already know we're getting a Fantastic Four.
Right. So and so I'm thinking in Fantastic Four, we're going to get a lot of answers because at the center of all this, Reed Richards should be the hero that we need at this point.
Should be.
Reed Richards should be the man.
He should be the man.
Right.
But also, I think the way you're going to get butts back in seats is if you show just any scene in a trailer of Reed Richards talking to Doctor Strange and potentially an Xavier, you're going to see those motherfuckers run to the theater. I know I will. because you want to see these. The thing that made the Avengers saga so successful was seeing these characters bounce off each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when you don't have that, it's harder. That's why some of those standalone movies, people didn't like Dark World, even though I kind of like Dark World. People didn't like Iron Man 3, even though I kind of like Iron Man 3. And there were kind of hits and misses before we got to Phase 4. But at the end of the day, you still loved the characters bouncing off each other. And I think that's actually one thing I love about Marvel is I really enjoyed the way they, three of them, played off each other.
Right, right.
Miss Marvel, Photon, even though Tiana Paris's character hasn't been officially called Photon yet. Mm. And then, of course, Captain Marvel. Even Nick Fury bouncing, going back and forth with Miss Marvel's family. That was fun. But let's be honest. Let's be honest here. What is the big takeaway from the Marvels? What got you in that theater?
We're going to get fucking X-Men at this point. We're going to get mutants.
That's what got you in that theater, isn't it?
We're going to get mutants.
You're goddamn right.
We're going to get mutants, and we should get at least to get my ass back and excited about a movie. We should get X-Men versus the Avengers.
That's what you're thinking, huh? It tracks.
That's what I'm thinking. At least you got to. I mean, if you're going to follow the story, that X-Men and the Avengers, they got to battle at least one time.
At least one time. And not at an airport.
At least not in an airport. No, not an airport. No.
Maybe a spaceship or a random planet in space.
Just some planet, you know, and you know, we get that battle between X-Men and Avengers, and if, like I said, we keep to it, we have to keep that a little conspiracy to it that, I mean, if he were to come back.
Yes.
If he were to come back.
Yes.
If Captain America wants to come back.
Say it one more time. Mm.
He has to come back at some point. But he can come back. He can come back as that old man.
100%. He can be old man Cap.
Right?
Right.
He can be old man Cap and still running everything.
Or.
But oblivious to what's really going on.
Or let me run something by you. Loki's running the timelines, right? There has got to be a timeline somewhere where we haven't seen it yet. And they kind of hinted at this in Infinity War. No, Endgame. When the, help me out here, Tilda Swinton, the wise one, the ancient one.
Ancient one.
Is on the rooftop with Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk. And they break apart those timelines and they're going through them with the stones.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you this. Right here on this podcast, and I know Shuler, this was like his fucking pitch for a show. He always wanted to see Captain America go back to the timelines and put the stones back. He wanted to see a show of that. And I agree. I'd fucking pay to see that too. But what if that's how we got Cap back? We get Cap back because we get Cap out of that timeline where he's putting the stones back. And then he comes out of that timeline just for one more battle, baby. Just for one more suit up in the... tighten up with that shield and, you know, what do you say? How excited would you be if that happened?
To get a young Cap back.
To get a young Cap a la
branch. But you know what? I would be excited, but you have to give me a movie and a TV series with old Cap first.
Okay. Fair enough. Maybe we can have both. Because remember, let's just get right to the point here. I mean, folks, the X-Men are in a parallel reality to our reality. In other words, our MCU reality that we know. And this is found out because Tiana Paris is trying to super glue the goddamn reality back together with her powers. By the way, side note, how badass was she in this movie?
Oh, Monica Rambeau is the person that we need. You know,
I think she's my favorite thing about the movie.
She was.
And I just, we got to see her flesh out the character a little bit more in this. Mm-hmm. But actually, I did have some qualms with some of the stuff, but I'll get back to that in a second. But we see her try to super glue the reality. Then she wakes up in what we find out to be the X-Men reality.
Right.
Who's to say Cap isn't alive in that reality? Who's to say that we don't have Avengers in that reality, but they're just not?
Because in that cutscene, we pick up with her mother. So what her mother is.
But her mother's not her mother in that reality.
A mother, not a mother, but what is her mother? Her mother is who?
Is a character named Binary.
Binary.
Okay, which is the Captain Marvel of the X-Men universe.
Right. As we saw in Multiverse of Madness.
Right. But in the X-Men comics, there was a Carol Danvers too, so.
But, where is that now? Because
that's what I'm saying.
Binary is killed by Wanda.
Yes, and Carol Danvers in the X-Men universe in the comics, at least, is the one that gives Rogue her superhero powers and her ability to fly after Rogue puts her ass in a fucking coma. So is it, who's to say these characters don't exist in that X-Men reality, but just under different pretenses? The same way.
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying, where are our timelines now? Because we killed her. Wanda killed her viciously in Multiverse.
Oh, but that was a different timeline.
That is a different timeline.
Yes, that's a different timeline. So that timeline, now I understand your question. Sorry. That timeline with Reed and all those guys, because Xavier died too. Right. But obviously Xavier's alive in this one. Because
That's that timeline's Illuminati.
Right. We heard Beast in this timeline go, Xavier wanted an update. And by the way, I'm sorry that you don't like my new Frasier show. I put a lot of work into it. And I guess I'm coming back as Beast because nobody wants to see Frasier.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Nope.
So yeah, that's a great, I'm so glad you asked that because I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a minute, we saw her mom as Captain Marvel in that universe, and she was murdered brutally by Wanda. So this is a whole other stretch of a character, a whole other reality. And that's what I'm saying. We can have, especially with the concept of variants and different time branches, they can basically do whatever the fuck they want and make it make sense. And I love the idea of introducing X-Men from another reality. That's so smart. Then we don't have to go through fucking 10 movies of origin stories or ask the question, hey, where the fuck were you during Infinity War?
No.
Yeah.
Let's get right to it. So they are listening. We can get right to it. We don't have to go back and do a first class. We don't have to go back and say, do they hurt every time when we know, they do.
We know it hurts every time. We know it hurts, right.
So we can jump right into it.
Now, here's a question. I just thought of this. If it's Kelsey Grammer's Beast, does it stand to reason that Hugh Jackman's going to have to look young-ish to appear as Hugh Jackman Wolverine from that universe? Or are we to assume perhaps that universe isn't the Fox universe we know and love, but just a version of that, and maybe there's no Hugh Jackman Wolverine in that universe yet? The way they kind of tweaked Beast's look, do you think we're going to get a tweaked Wolverine look? New actor? No?
But then at that point, you don't want money then. That's telling me you don't want to make money.
That's how I feel. I feel we already got him in Deadpool 3.
If you're not going to put a Wolverine in this X-Men that's coming to Marvel at this point, you don't want to make money.
I mean, did this movie just serve as a platter to get butts back in seats? Did they know that the audience scores were kind of waning? And let's be real, Guardians.
Well, not so much this movie. People knew whatever happened after this movie was going to put, is hopefully going to bring people back to the theater.
That's kind of what I mean, though.
The movie itself didn't bring people back.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, because they leaked it.
They leaked it, right.
They leaked it themselves. They say they didn't, but they leaked it. They even hinted at it in the goddamn newest trailer because they were desperate to get people back. So do you think this is something that they, because you can tell the movie was edited a lot too. It was really short.
Mm-hmm. This is the shortest Marvel film that I've seen so far.
Oh yeah, dude. It was like an hour and a half.
Right. Short.
And like, I think that kind of hurt it a little bit because I think there was some good emotional beats with Monica and Captain Marvel that they explored it roughly. I mean, imagine being blipped. Your mom's was sick with cancer. You're blipped. You come back and she's gone. But you're blipped in the same goddamn hospital room. And your mom's gone. And I thought that that credit scene, when she wakes up and sees her mom, that Tiana Paris is one hell of an actress, man, because I was feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But for all of that to transpire, right? for all that to go down, I thought they were a little too quick with some of those emotional scenes, like in the movie itself. Like, I thought they could have held a few more beats on that and been like, okay. But they were real quick to just jump right back into space and add some more cats in space.
I tell you what, I will give them this. For this movie, like, it didn't have to be taken serious. You don't really have to take the Marvel serious, because with those cats and those cats eating
bananas,
basically saving the people by eating them from the Saber space station, that was very creative. I never would have thought of it, especially to have Nick Fury to oversee that whole project.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It just added more comedy to it.
I did enjoy it. I did enjoy the people running from the cats, because the idea of being swallowed by a Flerken is horrifying. Right. And they all had to do it to survive.
And the overhead speaker saying, "Do not run.
Do not run. Just let the Flerken swallow.
Just let them do it."
No, that whole thing is fascinating too. Like, a pocket dimension exists in this creature where you can, like, what do you think it looks like in that little pocket dimension when you're swallowed?
I thought we saw it when he ate Nick Fury in the first one.
I don't remember seeing it.
Didn't he eat?
I don't think he ate Nick Fury. He scratched his eye off.
He scratched his eye, but I thought he ate him at first, and he spit him right back out.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And that is Captain Marvel, right?
Dude, that first Captain Marvel made $1 billion. Did you know that?
It was right on time. It was a listen. We talked about it. It wasn't Wonder Woman, but it was okay.
Yeah, I think I might have even liked this one more than the first Captain Marvel movie.
Right.
In terms of the action and the comedy and the...
Because all that Captain Marvel did, she went back in time. You saw some blockbusters.
Yeah, you did see some blockbusters.
Right, and she had that nostalgic feeling, but... and then you had the young Nick Fury. But other than that, you know, it was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, it was a little... It was
a pretty cut and dry origin story.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And the same in this one. Like, I don't even know what... we see in this one, like, do we see any real big difference in Carol's powers at this point?
No, but you do see a lot more cool fight scenes. Like, I feel like the whole swapping of powers was really a neat way to kind of spice up a movie like this.
That was cool, yeah.
And I liked that scene when they realized they swapped, and Imani, Miss Marvel's just falling to her soon-to-be death. Mm-hmm. And Sam's like, "Go, Black Magic." Mm-hmm. And Photon has to go up there and get her. And the one that does end up falling is Captain Marvel. And it's so fast, like, if you blink, you'll miss it. But she lands, and the family's, like, horrified at first because they think it's their daughter. And Nick Fury's just like, "Nah, it's cool. It's Captain Marvel. It's Carol. It's just Carol." Like, that shit took me out of my seat. I thought that shit was funny as shit. And yeah. I thought it was like, and that's the kind of shit you can do in a movie like this. Just go fucking full ham with it. Just go nuts with it. Like, that's
all right. I don't think they were trying to link anything with this.
No, they weren't. They weren't. Yeah. They weren't.
They were just. We were just showing that, you know, we can put these three here. They all have, you know, similar powers, and we can see what they do against a. And the villain, otherwise, you know, was just okay too.
Yeah, she was very much like a Ronin, you know. Like, congratulations, yes. You're just as entertaining as Ronan from Guardians 1.
Right. I mean, if
and much like Guardians 1 with Ronan, Ronan was boring as fuck. But why did we bust a nut? Because we got to see Thanos talk to him. We got to see Thanos chastise Ronan and be like, "The only thing that bores me, boy," you know, on that Thanos 1.0, you know.
It wasn't because of... I don't know. That Lee Pace, he does something fucking, man.
Don't get me wrong. I know you love him in that, what is it? Empire.
In that Foundation. Woo!
But
that Lee Pace. I feel like he can do anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I think he's probably just as one-dimensional as, like, the Dark Elf or...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and this girl, too. She came in swinging,
Because all they had was that. All they had was the sledgehammer, right? That's pretty much
that sledgehammer.
Yeah, and then without that bracelet, you know, she really didn't put up a good fight. It's
she really
three
did.
On one, you know, and she didn't have no chance. It's just like when they jumped on Tony Stark,
right? Know, back in the day. Right.
I still don't like that. I never liked it.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't.
Tony kicked their ass. Tony kicked their ass, boy.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for that fucking Bucky, Tony would have won that fight.
Analyze fight patterns.
Oh, my God. He kicked their ass. And the only reason I'm pulling for Tony because he was just a regular guy in a suit that he made going against two super soldiers.
Going against two super soldiers. Mind you, he's in that fucking chasm, right? And this targeting system's not working. How badass is it when he's just like, I'm going to eyeball it. And he just fucking nails it. Almost kills everybody in the process. God, how good is that fucking movie? That's Civil War, bro.
That's Civil War. At least that you know, ending was everything. Because that, the you know, the airport battle was just, you know, okay. Yeah.
I really do love that airport battle.
You like it?
I love that exchange between Spider-Man and Captain America. When Captain America realizes that this boy is, you know, he's a boy, but he has superhuman strength. So he realizes it's okay to drop a freight box or whatever the fuck that thing was on him. And he goes, "You got heart, kid. Where are you from?" You know, he says, "Queens, Brooklyn." That exchange,
Brooklyn.
Man.
Brooklyn.
Those two guys from New York, you know? Mm-hmm. You got heart, kid. Where are you from? Come on, that's Cap. I mean,
but the fact to have, you know, Hawkeye and Black Widow just, you know, playing with each other, I didn't want that shit. I wanted somebody to die.
Yeah, but they were holding back, and that's what makes it good. I think what you're thirsty for
is blood.
I think you might get that. If we get an X-Men versus Avengers.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna get blood.
I think you might get that.
Because
they would have every reason to be terrified of that universe.
Right.
Like, holy shit, there's another universe out there? But let me ask you this. Monica, now that she's there and she sees her mom, even though her mom doesn't recognize her because her mom's like, I never had a kid. How would you reconcile that? And how would she'd have to side with the X-Men because she's like, I don't want to fight my mom.
Does she?
Think about it. You go to a reality where someone that you see eye to eye is like, that's your mother or father or brother, mm-hmm. sister, whatever, and you've lost them in this other reality, and now your ex teammates from the other reality that you're from are saying, we gotta go somewhere. Yeah,
but how can you kill your aunt? You're gonna kill your aunt Carol?
You're gonna kill your mom over even though you know she's not really your mom, but you're looking at her like that's potentially my mom. It's just a different reality. That's mm-hmm. where I think this shit's really tough, and that's why I think that Wanda shit really works, you know? The fact that she went crazy over the fact that she had kids in a reality, even though it wasn't real, and then in another reality they were real. Like, that drove her to insanity. I think we'll see some of that. I think we'll see some of that with these variants. Because it would make sense.
I mean, but it, like I said, if they shelve this whole Kang thing, then we still have something to look forward to. If they shelve it and go another direction, we still have the hope of a Doom War.
I think we could still get the Doom War and still ride out the Kang Dynasty. The Kang could simply be the way that, I don't know, I'll be honest, I thought Age of Ultron was going to be this massive endeavor.
Should have been.
I thought it was going to be, I was like, because I've watched the cartoons and I've read the comics, I was like, we're going to see versions of Ultron, this is going to be a game changer. And they fucking total disaster at the end of the movie, and that was that. You know? That was... They totaled the new Toyota and that was it.
Right. They sent him to the Empire lot.
That's really what they did.
But still, we still have hope for Ultron because we still have What If Ultron.
That's true.
That What If Ultron is still out there somewhere.
That's very true. But right. I also think by that same token, if they want to shelve it, quote unquote, they could just do a fucking make Kang your next Ultron or your next Loki. So you had him for a few shows, maybe one or two movies. And you finally defeated him. Maybe we could get some fun versions of him in Secret Wars, but I think you could still get your big Doom, you know, antagonist moment and still let Kang have his dynasty movie where maybe Maybe Kang defeats the Avengers. Maybe the new Avengers come in, because we got a little taste of that new Avengers too.
New Avengers. So yeah.
How much did you like that? I actually
with really her recruiting Kate.
The same way.
I actually wanted one more person.
I know.
I thought we were gonna get one more recruitment.
I was like, you can't throw in the Wasp Junior in there.
Oh, I thought we were gonna get the what was the name? Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Not Iron Maiden. What's the
Iron?
Iron Heart. Ironheart.
They do need to bring Ironheart back, because she was one of my favorite things about Black Panther 2.
And the other part about this is that at some point you have to involve Namor more in this shit, because Namor plays a big part if we're going to move into Secret War.
Illuminati.
He's Illuminati.
I think they're going to change up their whole Illuminati roster.
Because I don't think it's going to play out like the comics, because I don't think Marvel has the balls to go all out and do a God King Doom.
Oh man, but
I don't think there's time for it.
We're going real nitty gritty titty on this one, folks.
Because you're going to have a guy that is powerful enough to rip the fucking skeleton out of a Thanos. How do you get to that? So I'm asking you, how do you get to that point when you're just not showing me?
Maybe he rips
Hank
the
McCoy. When you're just not showing me Hank McCoy.
I know. Maybe he rips the skeleton out of a Kang.
Out of a Kang. Okay.
Because Thanos is gone. Because that could be a good way of ending that too. You know.
But no. Give me a Thanos from another.
Or that.
But no, wait a minute. What did Tony do? Did Tony erase Thanos from all multiverses, or just?
It's my understanding he's just snapped from that universe.
So there's another Thanos somewhere.
Yes.
With the Proxima Midnight.
Mm. Yes. That Proxima Midnight, as I take a bite of my banana.
Right.
I let the potassium go into my... We have blood to spare. Lives to spare. I forgot which one.
And we have yet to hear the word beyond in all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a long way from shit.
Do we even need a beyonder at this point?
You do need a beyonder.
You want a beyonder. Okay.
You need something. You need something to show that something around here has a whole hell of a lot of power. Because let me ask you this. What has Kang proven to you as far as power? He's only proven that he's everywhere.
Well, I probably am one of the select few. A lot of people didn't like Quantumania.
Nope.
I liked it
because
I love that opening, and I love that flashback scene with Michelle Pfeiffer. And she touches his chair and gets a flash of all the universes he's straight up annihilated. The reason why it didn't work all the way was because this is a guy who's annihilated whole universes, and yet we've taken him out with an army of ants. But that being said, it's not necessarily him as the person. It's his knowledge and his tech that make him a threat. The fact that he knows so much about the timelines and the branches and how they pan out and how he's able to go back in time. And that's how he's always stayed one step ahead of the Avengers in the comics and even in the cartoons. And I think they need to spend more time on that, him being a threat in that way. I think we could still get, if they do a blend of the 84 and the 2015 Secret Wars, I'd be a happy man. If we get some kind of blend of the two, where we still see like Molecule Man and Kang and Doom trying to forge a temporary alliance, but then ultimately Doom turns on them, that would be great. If we see Galactus show up, that would be fantastic.
Right. So main parts here, at some point, we got to see a Galactus.
Got to see Galactus. Doom,
and you got to see this... you got to see this X-Men versus Avengers shit in order to get this get this Secret Wars will movement. Because how many more movies do we have to get to Secret Wars? How many or TV shows? It's pretty short. It's short.
I would say it's about five or six movies.
So what is that? 2 years. We're 2 years away from Secret Wars.
We're closer to like 5 years now, because they've pushed everything back from the actor strike. The only Marvel movie we're getting next year is Deadpool 3.
Right.
And then Captain America 4 and Thunderbolts got pushed to 2025.
I thought Blade is still on schedule.
2025,
okay.
So we got Blade, Thunderbolts, and Captain America 4 all coming in 2025. And Blade, we already know, is not gonna connect too much to this shit. So scratch that off the list.
He's going to connect to Eternals.
Yeah, right. And they're saying they're making an Eternals 2 as well, but, you know. I don't know. I'm not saying they never should have done Eternals, but I'm wondering if maybe they should have waited longer for that. I don't know. But
hey. and then, like I said, if you want to blend that 84 and that 2015, your main, chain link is to have that battle world. How are you going to get that?
With the incursions. I think with the world colliding. My hope, my goal is, even if the X-Men and Avengers don't fight each other, I just want to see them in the same world. And the only way I think we get that is if we get that incursion where they, you know, blend together and we get a world where now all of a sudden the mutants and the Avengers are existing in the same reality. Like maybe with the help of Reed Richards and even Doom, they somehow manage to stop everything from ceasing to existence, but they go, okay, we're going to just blend realities, you know, because that's essentially what Battle World became. It was like, even in the 84 run, they were blending different parts of the worlds together, you know, into one battle world to have everybody battle each other.
And who did that? The Beyonder, right. The Beyonder.
Right.
Whereas, like that 2015 run, we had Beyonders.
Right.
So what do you do? Do you go...
I could take a mix. I could take a mix of that.
Take a mix, or rather an individual. Like it would be cool to have an individual.
Who would be your Beyonder, just out of sheer curiosity?
My Beyonder?
Yeah. Who would you like to see step into that role? Would you like a... It would have to be somebody that's never played an X-Men or Avenger, because we need to save them.
Keep it fresh. Yeah, keep it fresh.
And don't say that Giancarlo, because I feel like...
my only choice at this point is that Kinnaman. You can't go
wrong. That Joel Kinnaman. It's a shame that we've used up Benicio Del Toro as a collector, because I think he'd be a good Beyonder. Yeah. Maybe a Javier Bardem. Then again, we might get Antonio Banderas as Galactus, so maybe we'll just do an entire Hispanic lineup.
Let me be real about it. If I were to do a Beyonder, it has to be somebody that hasn't stepped foot in the...
He can just be a guy. Like he can just be a guy, kind of like a Q, right, in Star Trek. He can just be a guy in this. I don't need him to be towering like Galactus.
Because from what I've read, I didn't really see Beyonder do any battle until
Secret Wars 2. Mm-hmm.
Secret Wars 2, that's when he was really battling. That's when he was somebody.
You're going deep on it, man. I'm proud of you. See, a month or so.
Nipples hard?
I'm getting there. A few months ago, my man was looking at me with blank expressions on his face. He kept asking me where we're going. I was like, Secret Wars. You know, shit. Every now and then we have to talk about comics, folks.
Right. Because, I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that he's already Moon Knight.
Oscar Isaac.
That Isaac is the perfect choice.
And that's another good point. We have like She-Hulk. We have Oscar Isaac. Moon Knight. We have, what else? What else got introduced? We got, what was one of the other new shows? Well, we got Daredevil coming soon, apparently.
Yeah, you got Daredevil, but you've already seen him. But that's the...
Where are they going to fit into the grand scheme of things? I mean, we need a She-Hulk in Secret Wars, but Daredevil and Moon Knight might be a little out of place in a galactic adventure.
Yeah, there's really no need for them. There's no need for them. Like I said, at this point, we have to get Namor more involved.
You want to see him?
I need to see more cameos of him in either some more TV shows or the movies, because
You want Namor.
Namor. Right. Namor.
Okay, so you bring Namor back. Giancarlo plays Doom. Oscar Isaac, double double times as
Time.
He does double time, and then we get a maybe just does a voice for a CG character, and then we get Antonio Banderas
as a Galactus. Right.
Which I need that big purple helmet, folks. I've said it ad nauseum on the show.
Right. No other way. No other way.
But yeah. Oh man. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited, and I'm especially excited if for some reason, they felt like having Spider-Man versus the X-Men, and he kicks all their asses.
Everybody's?
Right. Well, because he did it in 84. He did it in 84.
With that black suit, though.
No, with the regular suit. This is before black suit.
Oh, this is before he got the black suit.
Before he got the symbiote suit. However, we have to get that too. We got to work towards that too. He has to put on that black suit. But what's our Spider-Man name?
Tom Holland.
That Holland, he has to put on that black suit before he's done with this Spider-Man shit.
Who's to say we can't get a Morales from the X-Men universe?
And why not?
You know, I mean, but really,
don't give me a real Morales. I don't want a real Morales. I don't want a real Morales.
You want the animated Morales.
I want the animated version.
With live action, like some like the Who Framed Roger Rabbit shit.
Because that's all I've seen. That's all we've seen. That is all we've seen.
And the guy that voices Morales, couldn't he just play live action version? Or is he too old?
He's older. Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. I was like, wait a minute, can we just do that?
Because you need somebody more of the age like
Tom Holland was when he started.
Solo was for Blue Beetle.
Love bringing that Zolo up.
Yeah, I love that Zolo. I feel like if it wasn't for the fact that DC and Warner Brothers are so fucked up right now, I definitely need a Blue Beetle too. He deserves a Blue Beetle too.
I still haven't seen it. I started it and I just
it's on that level of the Marvels, but he is a good Blue Beetle. He's the perfect choice for it.
He's a perfect. Okay.
Whereas The Rock was not the perfect choice for Black Eye.
I feel, and I think I've said this before, I feel like this movie, The Marvels, was the Blue Beetle of the Marvel Universe. In the sense that you had this specific target audience demographic, but even outside of that, it was more of a fun family movie like Blue Beetle. And yet, both movies didn't get enough seats in the theaters.
It's colorful.
But they're not bad movies.
Not bad movies. Colorful, you know, had a lot of laughs. But, you know, nobody. Like, what could the Marvels, you know, as far as trying to get people in the seats, what could advertising could have done for this? Because
I don't know.
What else?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think there is some fatigue. We've talked about it a million times on the show. And I think when you turn the faucet on all the way and you get all this stuff and you get the hose blasting the shit in everybody's face, people get tired of it. You know, I think they need to. I think next year is going to be a good thing because we're only going to have Deadpool 3 and probably Daredevil. So that's two things. And I think that's fine.
Because I feel like
that's the way it used to be.
At this point, the Marvel Universe and the DC Universe, it's time for a crisis moment as far as cinematically. It's time for a crisis moment. Mm. Time for a reset.
Already? Reset for Marvel?
You need a reset for Marvel because where can you go from there? You're not putting those butts in seats.
Oh my God, we have so many places to go. If we bring in X-Men, we have so many places to go. So many places.
But we haven't even seen a little featurette for X-Men. So what do? Do you give X-Men another movie? Or you just have them here and there?
X-Men, we get a whole new launch. We bring back some of the Fox characters. And we bring a whole new movie with all new characters from another reality. Why the fuck not?
I don't think we need more. I don't think you need another X-Men movie.
Because I need to see the Phoenix Saga done right once in my lifetime before I die. Listen, I need to see those motherfuckers go to space. I need Jean Grey to stand trial for a genocide of a whole planet that she wiped out.
Okay.
I need to see Corsair.
You give me that Shi'ar run, with this new X-Men.
With the M-Kron crystals and everything.
Give me that run then.
I need to see the Savage Land of Sauron.
Don't
I need
to send see me back to the school. Don't send me back to the school.
Fine. Give me 10 minutes in the school. I need to see them in space. I need to see the Savage Land with Sauron. He's fucking melting minds. I need to see
Genosha. We don't need to fight with Magneto anymore.
All they have to do is film live action versions of that first three seasons of that animated series, and I'd be happy. But condense it into movies.
Right.
This one's right. For you, Morph. I just need to see some shit like that.
I want, and then that's the other thing. I want to see Sentinels in action.
I want to see Sentinels, but they need to be like fucking the size of buildings. Right. You know?
Like, what about those Sentinels in Days of the Future Past? Were they big as buildings?
No, they weren't, but they weren't bad. It was it was a step in the right direction.
They were big as townhouses.
Yeah, they were about the size of a Fredericksburg town hall. But they were, you know, it was
because doable. you want to hear that Sentinel footstep. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Stop, mutant.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? That's all I want.
Oh God.
Stop, mutant.
Oh man.
And then I want Rogue to talk back sassy like, why don't y'all make me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
sugar.
Those Sentinels got in their ass, though, sometimes.
Well, they got in their ass sometimes.
Man.
And I want to see Wolverine just one time go, all right, tin can. And he fucking just slices it up.
Just go berserk.
Oh, full berserk.
Hmm.
You got to see that Danger Room in Last Stand where he sliced a head off, and that was pretty cool.
And you want to see him go berserk in a brown suit.
In a brown suit.
Yes.
Or in that yellow, if they're so inclined. But I love that brown.
Because they're trying that yellow in Deadpool.
I am very excited about Deadpool.
I think Hugh Jackman is past that yellow at this point.
He probably is. And it looked like from what I could gauge from that shot, it looks like they dyed his hair, so he's playing a younger version of himself in that picture. But I've heard he's also supposed to be playing the older version, hence the beard for the shoots.
Mm.
So he's going to be playing multiple versions of Wolverine. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait, dude. I'm so stoked on Deadpool 3. I love the X-Men. I've loved the X-Men for all my life. Don't get me wrong. Avengers are great. But the X-Men, I just need it. And I still fuck with those old X-Men movies. I even fuck with bits and pieces of the bad ones, you know?
Mm.
Because there are every single last one of them has a few moments where you're like, okay, all right. But man, they kind of went downhill.
When was the last time you took that Apocalypse ride?
It's been a while. But that opening is fantastic. It's the ending that's kind of...
It's the ending. It went all over the place.
There's some good pieces in it, though. And that Psylocke.
But you never took that Phoenix ride ever again, did you?
No, one time in theaters, man. Because it pissed me off so much. It was so, so offensive. And the way they took Mystique out was just embarrassing, you know? She lands on a fucking picket fence? What the fuck is this? You know? What the fuck is this? She's like this insane assassin with insane agility, and Jennifer Lawrence wanted it out, so they just couldn't recast? Come on. Get the fuck out of here, you know? And that's another thing. Just give me your five. But actually, no, let me take that back. Don't give me the five. Don't give me the Fab Five. I don't need to start with Angel, Iceman, Cyclops. Give me that Uncanny X-Men, that first issue featuring Storm with that new lineup, Sunfire, Storm, Colossus, Wolverine, Banshee. Give me that fucking lineup. Warpath, Native American, you know? Get somebody from Yellowstone. Hey. That's what I want. Give me that fucking lineup. And give Storm that classic outfit. Jesus Christ. It's on our shirts, folks. If you don't know, you googs. We're still selling shirts.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should. We should take on give KC a chance to be the Beyonder.
Now we're talking. Or Kevin Costner.
Or Kevin Costner. Right.
Hey, you know what? That KC might work. Young, handsome guy to play the Beyonder.
Or Kevin Costner for Galactus.
Oh, but he's got to have that John Dutton voice, though.
That's what I want.
Because it's mine.
Right.
I'm hungry. Devourer of worlds. He would never say
that. I can't do that. I can't do a Costner voice.
He would never
say that. It's so grimy.
That's good. That's what a cowboy should do.
All right.
Wait, I'm not doing this? Okay. And then Antonio Banderas, not yet.
There you go.
I am the devourer of worlds.
Just looking for work.
Or Javier Bardem comes in as the Beyonder and he goes this. He does, call it. I'm sorry, you want me to call it. The coin is not my choice to make. Oh, come on. Come on. All of a sudden he's flipping coins. That's the Marvels and Loki. I didn't even touch on Loki that much. Satisfying ending to Tom Hiddleston's run as Loki, right? Like, we're not going to see him again, right?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to see him again, but he said, don't count him out. He's always he up did to say still
that.
Be Loki.
I heard that.
Right. Which is cool. It's cool. He's just like Wolverine. I mean, he knows what pays the bills. He knows that he can't just do a King Kong movie and think he's going to be good to go. He knows that Loki is his paycheck.
His bread and butter.
That's his bread and butter.
And he seems like he's okay with that. He seems like he's got a good relationship with playing that character, even though it's been 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're supposed to see Owen Wilson again in Wolverine and Deadpool, so TVA will be around.
Yeah. The TVA will be around.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's another reason why I'm getting hard over here. The idea of Wolverine and Deadpool running around the TVA, jumping in different timelines? Come on now. My only thing is now that Loki's like the one... He constructed the bloom, if you will, and it's all green. Like, will he have much of a say, or is he just kind of the man behind the veil? It's my understanding he's not going to be intervening. This is just the timelines now. He won't do anything. He's just watching, like he is he who remains.
Is he watching, or is he creating stories?
He's creating stories. He did say, King of Stories.
Hence, you know, the god of stories at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he's not, you know, recreating stories. He's just making new stories since things changed.
Things change. Right. Well, that's fascinating. I love it.
Right.
We went full nerd tonight, kids.
Just interested in this the next step, which is what is our next step?
Waiting.
We're waiting. Right.
We're gonna be waiting, man.
We're waiting.
We're waiting for Deadpool 3 to finish filming, basically.
Yeah. Because Fantastic Four is what? That's 26.
2025 or 26 or something. 26. Yeah. But who knows now? I mean, you know. But I'm ready for that. And I kind of want that old. I really want to see a lot of these old 20th Century Fox Marvel actors. I want to see them all again. I think that'd be really neat to see them in Secret Wars. See the culmination of all these old legacy actors come back, fight. Maybe some of them die. Maybe some of them don't. I think that would be neat.
Right.
I think people would.
I mean, and at the same time, like I said, I don't know. You will have to bring back Cap and Tony for this.
You really want to bring back Tony? Because that's the only one I'm against.
They play a big part. Like,
That's the only one I'm against bringing back is Tony. Because his sacrifice.
But Tony's the only one that... Tony knows everything. Tony knows everything from here on out. He knows about the incursions. He knows about the multiverse. He has the knowledge which he is not sharing with the rest of the world, with the rest of Avengers, and definitely he's not sharing it with Steve Rogers. Hence, that's how we got to a superior Iron Man.
Yeah, if we get him, it's obviously going to have to be a variant, and I just don't know. I feel like if they bring RDJ back, even as a variant, it kind of weakens the sacrifice in Infinity War.
It weakens the sacrifice.
You know, it's kind of like...
I mean, it's a lot of direction. And then, who knows? Like you said, we still got Armor Wars coming. So that's going to be interesting.
I think you can get it done if you have Strange, Reed, and some mutants. You know?
Yeah, but...
Unless they do a complete overhaul and...
And then you have to give Strange his ultimate power at some point.
Absolutely.
Right.
The power of the puss.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Cleo, they get it on. Do we need a Hulk standalone movie? Are we good?
I do need a Hulk standalone movie. Yeah. And I don't need it with Mark Ruffalo at this point.
Oh, shit.
It's time for a new Bruce Banner.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that Bruce Banner.
But in fairness, Ruffalo does need a movie.
He does.
He didn't get it.
He never got it.
And why is that?
Studios.
Mm-hmm. Like that Scar Jo, she got Black Widow. Come on now.
She did finally at the end.
Hawkeye got a TV show.
He sure did, didn't he? I forgot about that. I like that one too, actually.
All right. Hawkeye got a TV show. What the fuck happened to the Hulk? To Ruffalo.
We saw Ruffalo at the end of She-Hulk with his son, which that wasn't the best.
Right. And where does that go? What's his name? Scar.
Yeah.
Does he go into New Avengers?
Why wouldn't we see, would that be the standalone movie where we see him go back to Sakaar and father Scar or whatever? Would that be a movie worth watching?
And finally, we get that World War Hulk.
We get that World War Hulk. Oh, yeah. Like a real Planet Hulk movie.
A real Planet Hulk, yeah.
Kind of got a taste of it in Ragnarok, but...
A little bit.
Yeah.
How about that Ragnarok?
Mm. Hell of a
movie. If not, you know, the second runner-up to Endgame. I don't know what else.
It's the best Thor movie, isn't it?
It's the best Marvel movie, pretty much.
It's your favorite.
What else do you need after Ragnarok? You didn't need nothing else.
I need that Civil War, man. That Civil War and that Infinity War Endgame combo, that's mine. That's mine for
Ragnarok. That Ragnarok had everything you need.
I love Ragnarok, but it's not, I can't say it beats Infinity War. Or Civil War. I mean, the heart in Civil War alone. I like a good heart.
I say it beats Civil War. I won't say it beat Infinity War. I feel like Ragnarok beat Civil War.
Do you get any
in rewatchability?
Okay, it's super fun. It's super colorful. Yeah, right. The music is great.
Right.
Do you still get any tingles at all at this stage in the game? Do you get any tingles anymore when you see that Marvel title or no?
No, because they stopped playing that that Sylvester. Why did they stop playing the music at this point?
I liked some of the Loki titles though. They kind of changed up here and there.
I mean the 1920s version. I did like that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. But give me that bump. Where is it? It wasn't even in the Marvels.
But what about the images? How they changed that up?
I can give a fuck less about the images. I just need the music.
I like how they change up the images for
because what did they? What new did they introduce? I see they introduced Ms. Marvel. They got her scenes in there. Mm-hmm. You don't see no Moon Knight. I haven't seen any Moon Knight.
You saw him in some of the other ones, but just his face when he turns around, and then okay. Shang-Chi seems to have disappeared, or Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Emails at comiccastpodcast@gmail.com if you have a favorite Marvel title sequence, or maybe you're just bored to death altogether. And it's late.
But it's late. You're right. It's late in the game for Marvel.
It is. And at night.
And
it's late for video texting.
That it is.
Hey, big guy, what you doing?
Just stroking my cock, Jimmy.
And we bring it right back. We bring it right back to where it belongs. Listen, at the end of the day, whatever we said on the show, don't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Love that photon. Look, check that out. You like that?
Oh, love that photon. So can't wait for that when that Adam Brashear shows up with her.
Mm, I can't wait to see more of that.
Give me some Blue Marvel.
That Tiana. I like that Tiana.
She was thick.
Had some all the right places.
Right. That photon.
Is that Imani kind of thick too in the right places?
Huh?
Hmm?
Hmm?
Is that no? Miss Marvel? She I don't know.
She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone. They said. I didn't look at Miss Marvel.
Okay.
I looked at Captain Marvel. That Brie. She has I don't know if she was trying to tone it down or what.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think if we were like in a high school, like tomorrow, if we, you know, do you think we could have a conversation and sound like high school kids? Like what would high school kids talk about nowadays? Like how do they sound? Like, hey, did you see that Marvels? Did you peep that Marvels the other night? Did you? Nah, man, I didn't watch that shit. I don't even watch Marvel movies because I'm 16.
Right.
Like I don't know. Like how would
we don't care about the comics no more?
If we quantum leaped into younger selves, how would we sound young to fit in with the younger kids of today? Because now we're old fucks talking about Secret Wars, 80s, 15s.
Like yo, kick it with the. What did Miss Doubtfire say? Yo, a hot cup of cool.
They'd be like, what the fuck? I come in, they're like, hey, I got motion, baby. I got motion. Well, you got motion?
I don't know how kids talk nowadays.
What if you came in, you quantum leaped into like a younger version of yourself, but you're still like thinking as a 40, almost 40, sorry, man, and I'm 41 going into my younger self. And what do we talk about? To say, hey, did you catch the game the other night? Like, what if, is there a quarterback walking down the hallway with a letter jacket? Like,
hey, did you see, you like that new Ice Spice song?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do you, did you see Ice Spice on TikTok last night? Oh, man, I was wilding, dog.
Are you now, going to the football game this weekend?
Hey, Johnny. But though he's Johnny. You see that pass? Woo. What pass? What are you talking about?
Did you see that skirt Miss Smith was wearing today?
Maybe that's the trick. Just be completely you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, how old you are, no matter what body you quantum leap into.
Just be me.
Right. Just be you.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk up to a girl and you say, hey, you want to go to the dance? Me?
The
like comics,
the bubbles under the sea dance,
the bubbles under the sea, and we go together.
I'm Calvin Klein.
No, I'll pick you up. Oh wait, that's right, I don't have a car.
I'm Calvin Klein. I want to pick up my mom for the right. dance.
And I got a packet of rubbers.
You know, how do you think Marty felt when his mom tongue kissed him?
Didn't she try to, but he stopped her?
No, she did. No, she did.
He actually got the tongue in there?
Yeah, she got the tongue in there. And he was like, mm-hmm.
You think he got a little hard is what you're saying?
I think he did.
You think he did a little bit? Yeah.
I think he did because that Marty's mom was hot right then in that dress.
She was really hot, yeah. Right. That Leah Thompson, yeah.
That Leah Thompson, she was hot at that moment.
Hotter in Back to the Future or hotter in Howard the Duck?
Hotter in Back to the Future.
Hmm. Kind of like her in that sleazy leather outfit.
Like a sleazy look, huh?
Yeah, when she's in that band, you know?
Yeah, but she had those boobs pushed up in that, you know, under
she
the
sure
seat.
She sure did. And Biff knew it. Things. Biff knew it. He tried to get in it.
Right.
And somebody Dave grabbed his wallet. Mm-hmm. What?
Huh?
Huh?
That Biff.
He's bringing it back.
Yeah. That Biff Tannen.
It's just fiction, folks. Watch your social cues.
There you go.
Watch your fucking social cues.
I got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I to miss the train.